He's gone to stay with the elves. He's left you Bag End.
When I first saw this back in 2001, I was like, he's left in Bag End. That's pretty cool. But now I'm like, he's left in Bag End. He doesn't have to pay any rent, doesn't have a mortgage, and Bag End is a nice property. I guess Frodo's got land now. He's doing all right.
Is anyone else rich?
Ooh, good question. I would say, well, obviously Aragorn is literal royalty. He's due to inherit the throne of Gondor thanks to his Isildur heritage. So, and when he does become king, he actually reunites Gondor and Arnor into the reunited kingdom. So yeah, man got bear wonga.
This is no mere ranger. He is Aragorn. Aragorn.
Although to be fair, since leaving Rivendell at age 20, he spent the last 67 years slumming it as a ranger, living off the land, living that impoverished lifestyle.
I can avoid being seen if I wish, but to disappear entirely, that is a rare gift.
Then there's Legolas, who, as son of Thranduil, is also literal royalty. Of course, one of the problems with being heir to the throne of an immortal being is you could be waiting around a while. In the Fourth Age, Legolas decides, fuck it, I'm not waiting around another 1,000 years, and goes and sets up its own realm in Ithilien.
Final count, 42.
Oh, that's not bad for a pointy-eared elvish princeling.
The next most wealthy is Boromir, who, as the son of the steward of Gondor, is kind of quasi-royalty. He's set to inherit the throne, but ultimately won't. This is because 1,000 years ago, some idiot king without an heir accepted the challenge of combat from the Witch King of Angmar. That fight went about as well as can be expected, and he never returned. But because he never returned, the Gondorians couldn't confirm he was actually dead and said, okay, the steward will rule in his stead until the king returns. Of course, we know that the heir of Isildur will return now and will rule, but even as steward to the king, Boromir got bank.
This city was once the jewel of our kingdom, a place of light and beauty and music, and so it shall be once more!
Do you know who next richest member of the Fellowship is?
Gandalf?
No.
Oh, nope. Gimli.
Pippin.
Pippin?
Yep, that fool of a Took is next in line to rule the Shire. Now, hobbits don't do kings, but they do have a chief, called the Thane of the Shire. And it is a hereditary title, so potato, potato, boil and mash them, stick them in a stew. Oh, and by the way, the Took estate is massive. In the book, it's stated as being, and I quote, a metric fuckton bigger than Bag End, end quote. Tolkien really had a way of words.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
Next we've got both Merry and Gimli, which is two names you rarely hear together. Anyway, we know they've got quite a lot of money because they're both very high-ranking aristocrats. When you're unemployed and poor, you're lazy. When you're unemployed and rich, you're following creative pursuits. Oh, and Meriadoc Brandybuck, he's following those pursuits. Basically, Merry's living off his family's wealth. And after the war, he actually inherits the position of Master of Buckland.
The Mutton Leaf.
Gimli isn't royalty, but he has connections. He was distantly related to Durin the First, i.e. the player that set up the House of Durin back in the First Age, and also his cousins with the Lord of Moria, Balin. So yeah, Gimli isn't short of a gemstone or two. It's only now that we get to Frodo, who only inherited Bag End. That said, he did inherit all of Bilbo's possessions when he left, and when Bilbo came back after his adventures with the dwarves under the Lonely Mountain, he brought back with him 2 chests filled with gold and silver. So, yeah, Frodo's doing all right. Frodo got bag. Bag End.
I suppose you think it was terribly clever.
Next is Sam, who, as a gardener, is the only working class member of the Fellowship.
Sam, do you know the Athelas plant?
Athelas?
Kingswell.
Kingswell, art a weed.
It may help to slow the poison.
Not just any gardener, though. He's Frodo's gardener. Frodo has an estate, and its gardens need tending.
Frodo Baggins is my name. This is Samwise Gamgee.
Your bodyguard?
His gardener.
Sam being a commoner is also why he's got this strong local accent. And it's also why he calls Frodo Mr. Frodo. He's his boss.
Mr. Frodo?
But we are missing someone. The poorest member of the Fellowship.
Gandalf?
Yep. Gandalf has no money, no inheritance, barely any possessions. He is a Maia, which is a literal angel, but on Middle-earth, he has a human body, and a human body needs sustenance, needs a place to sleep, needs pipe weed in his pipe. So he just basically goes around from place to place crashing with his homies. He's a professional moocher.
The Grey Pilgrim. That's what they used to call me.
But there is one final financial flip of fate, and that is when Frodo boards the boat to leave Middle-earth and sail to the west, he actually leaves everything to Sam. And if you watch that scene back and if you look really closely, you see that Sam actually dries his eyes with wads of cash.